Every Wednesday afternoon, we bring an expert in to answer all of your questions, to give you free advice. So you can send your WhatsApps in to me. It's 087 1400 106. Today, I am chatting to Pat Kevill from plantstore.ie. Pat, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Now, you've plenty of different plants with you today in studio with us. You might start with the one on the right. Tell me what it is and how people can mind it.
Great. So that's the devil's ivy, or epipranum, and it's a tropical ivy plant, and it grows. It's one of these safe plants to look after. It doesn't need a lot of care and attention.
Sounds right up my street now.
Yeah, water every 2 weeks or so, and just leave it on a shelf and let it fall down. It can tolerate drought, so it's an ideal plant.
Well suited to my house then. You laugh, Pat, I probably shouldn't even tell you this, but I had to dump one of those little cactus trees, small little one. I've had it for 4 years. I actually managed to kill a cactus. Like this thing can live in the desert.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, they do, of course, but I say it's all about location, 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 indoors. If you find the plant and pick the right spot indoors, you'll have a lot of luck with it. You know, you don't need to look after it as much as you think.
Yeah.
Because you've picked that spot. It's a desert plant. Think of the desert indoors. Where would that be? It's definitely not your bathroom. So it is your hot, bright, south facing
window. Yeah, I had it in the sitting room, but it's obviously just too dark.
It is too dark. Sitting rooms, you know, coffee tables, they're away from the window. So just move your cactus and your succulents over to the bright window. You know, you're 50% there with looking after plants.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought I was doing really well. I had it for 4 years and had to dump it there the other day. Yeah. But anyway, this listener is wondering, I have a purple pitcher plant which is doing extremely well inside. When I bring it outside, though, it starts to droop within an hour or so. Is this normal or should I leave it inside? I do live in the south of Spain. It's been over 30 degrees for the last month.
Oh, lovely. South of Spain. We could do with a bit of that sunshine here in Ireland for our indoor plants. So maybe that's the thing. It is too hot. I think your listener has diagnosed the problem. Those pitcher plants they're plants that grow on the floor of tropical rainforests. So there's a lot of humidity around. So she brings it out. There's probably a lot of sunshine, middle of the day, no humidity. And it's the lid. See, on these pitcher plants, they're for catching animals and flies and stuff. And that's how they supplement their diet. And they've got a little lid on the top of it. And that little lid has hair on it. And if that hair is dry, it'll flap down. So you have to keep that humid.
Okay.
So if she brought it into a sheltered spot outdoors in the south of Spain, it would be a lot better.
Listener here has sent in, Pat, a photograph of their plant at home that they have in their house. And you can see there's a sort of a brown staining on one of the big, the leaf. They're wondering what's wrong with it.
Yeah, that plant is the Ficus elastica. So that is the rubber plant. And that's what was traditionally what they made rubber from.
Okay.
So it's cracked. The leaf has just cracked on it. And what has happened is that little white sap has come out of it and it's healed itself and it has left that little brown stain on it. So it's just a crack in the leaf.
So should they do anything?
You know, it just, you know, no, you can leave it.
Yeah, leave
well enough alone. Good. It's going to grow.
087 1400 106. If you want to send any pictures here into us on WhatsApp for Pat, we can show them. Eileen is wondering, my orchard produces new leaves, but no flower stalks. Please help.
Yeah, it's her orchid. Yeah, it's her orchid that produces the... Yeah, so the orchids... Listen, this is a very typical problem with orchids. So orchids... they have a slow phototropism. So they flower for a good while. And then when they don't flower, they need a big period to rest before they reflower. And in that period, they'll grow leaves and roots. And people say, well, is that thing ever going to flower? Like, why isn't it flowering?
Yeah.
It's there for 6 months. It doesn't have a season like we have here up in the northern latitude, spring, summer, winter and autumn. It just has the wet and the dry. So you've got to leave it for around 6 months. Don't move it around, because if you move orchids around, it, as I said, it has a very slow
order. Leave them alone.
Leave them alone. That is a key factor in the plant dying, because it's only getting used to the window it's in, and it says, OK, the sun rises over here and it sets in the other side of it. And over that period, it adjusts and it's going to flower. If you move it around, it has a different position. And you're lessening the chance of flowering.
Now, we have another picture from a listener, Pat, as well. Thank God I'm not alone on the cactus. Yes, the one on the right. I think my freezing bedroom killed my cactus. The top of it seems okay. Is there anything I can do to save it?
It's a very unusual looking thing, isn't it? She's done a fantastic job keeping it alive, your listener, because it's grown maybe a foot and a half and it's a tall barrel of cactus. And what it has done is grown maybe 2 foot in height. So it has become leggy because there isn't enough sunlight in it, right? So it doesn't look good. The top of it is the green part that's kind of alive. And the rest of it is just there to create a bit of ballast and form to keep the top of it alive. What she could do is actually cut it and propagate it. Cut it off, cut that top green part of it off it, slice it down at a 45 degree angle, expose that xylem and phloem and put some rooting powder on it and put it into a compost and it will root. But it needs the full sun again,
needs
Andrea.
The full sun.
So
okay.
Don't put it in the bathroom. You know, take it out of there.
Yeah.
And put it into
well, she
your
says that she has it in the in a bedroom, doesn't yeah. she? In her yeah, message.
Yeah, exactly. There's a tree in front of it there, and you see, like, you know, it looks like it has a good bit of light, but you can imagine cacti are from Mexico, you know. So, like, you know, we don't get full sun in Ireland.
No.
So.
A listener here is wondering about her peace lily. She has it for 2 years. It's never flowered. I had to split it as it's grown so much. Is there anything I can do to have it flower?
Yeah. Yeah. We used to say, like, peace lilies, put them in the bedroom. But what we meant was put it in somewhere dark, like a little darker. So they flower like in the autumn. Like, so when the light levels go low, they'll flower. And they'll produce a good few flowers. So what has happened is in the one spot. So what she needs to do is put it in, if it's nice and full, put it into a darker spot for around 6 to 8 weeks, reduce the water on it, and then bring it back out. And what they'll do is it'll tweak or trigger the flower shoots.
Now, this texter here has sent me in a photograph. It looks to be a huge plant that's in a bathroom. They say they need to replant it. It's hitting the ceiling and they're wondering, can they move it to another room? It's just a photograph that just came in there on iPad.
Oh, it's a yucca by the looks of it. Yeah, it's a yucca. It's fantastic. It has grown. It has done its job in that bathroom splendidly, hasn't it? Like, it's reached the ceiling.
It's huge.
It's floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
So, do you know, see, if you... What you can do with that is there are two shoots on it, right? So rather than cut the two shoots and wait for some new greenery shoots at the bottom, cut those two stems, should I say. There are two stems with a whole load of leaves on the top of it and it's filling up that corner of the bathroom. So rather than cut the two of them and wait for the shoots to reshoot, what she could do is just cut one of them around a foot from the base and it will reshoot and leave the other one as is. And then that shoot... That stem that she's cut will reshoot. And then after a while, when it has leaves, she can do the second one.
Do the second one. Okay. Yeah? Charlie in Limerick is wondering. He says, I've got white spots and black growths in a large leaf plant. I'm not sure what it's called. The black stuff rubs off in little dots. Where am I going wrong?
Can you repeat the question?
So, yes. White spots and black growths on a large leaf plant. He doesn't know what the plant is called.
White spots and black growths.
Growths, yeah. So he says the black stuff rubs off in little dots.
In little dots, yeah.
We might get Charlie to send us in a photograph maybe
it
that.
It could be the mealybug, the white kind of frothy little, fluffy little bugs that attack the leaves of it.
Okay. This listener says, I can't keep my house plants alive. Well, they're like me. I'm on my second lot now in 2 years. They've all died as well. Spider plant, asparagus fir and a few others. I don't even know their name. They're in the kitchen, but it's not overly warm or cold. I do have a peace lily in a cool, bright living room that's doing just fine. Where's that listener going wrong?
Where is that listener going wrong? So let's start where she's going right. So she has the peace lily and it's in a cool, bright living room.
And it's doing good.
And it's doing good. So move some of her plants in there because indoor plants like that bright light without it being direct. Maybe in the kitchen, she has them up on shelves. And we kind of work and live a lot in the kitchen. And there's a bit of temperature fluctuation if you have them up high towards the ceiling. And but that peace lily is doing well for her. So let's bring her plants.
Put more of them into that room.
Yeah, into that room. Yeah.
Another texter is wondering if we can ask about your indoor plant specialist. What might be causing a gummy residue to form on leaves and stems, as well as small white fluff being left on the leaves? The new leaves are also deformed. So how can I treat it?
That's the mealybug. Yeah, so that's that white, fluffy mealybug. And it has a little kind of a sap over it to protect it. And it's inside it. And what it does is it sucks out the sap out of, it sucks out the nutrients out of the plant. Right. So, and then they grow and they multiply. So what your listener needs to do, and she can, just two approaches to this. She can get a kind of make up her own bio repellent.
Mm.
So some garlic, chili, and some ginger, and maybe like 20 grams of each in a half a litre of tepid water and let it soak for maybe a couple of hours, and then put it into a spray and spray it on to the mealybugs. And all that is kind of like...
So 20 grams of garlic, chilli...
And ginger,
yeah, with tepid water.
Yeah, in a half a litre of tepid water. Leave it, let it fuse for around 4 hours into the water, and then put it into a spray and spray it on to the mealybug.
Simple as that.
Yeah, simple as that. Now, she can also get a water wipe and take off, if they're really badly infested, take off a lot of that mealybug off it, and then spray it into the corners where she can't get at.
Tell me, you've quite a good few plants with you here in studio with us today. The little guy here in front of you.
Yeah, so that's a succulent, right? So succulent, and I have another one in there. It's a cactus. So succulents and cacti are Mexican. So think Mexico.
Just pick those up for us.
Yeah.
We can have a look at them.
Yeah.
The big one. Yeah, that's just for the camera here as well. So this is the little succulent. That'll be able to, so they're easy to mind, I take it, are they? Well, they should be.
This is your next one, Andrea. Like, you know, I'm going to leave this one for you.
Yeah, a dummy-proof plant. That's what I need.
Yeah, I'm going to leave this one so you can have another go at it. So yeah, succulents, very easy to look after.
Brilliant.
Really easy. So I've got two more challenging plants to look after.
What is this?
So this is their Spanish moss, or your Tillandsia. So they're air plants, right? So both of these are air plants. So they don't actually have roots that take any nutrients from the soil. So you've seen these in the films, like where they kind of grow on the arms of trunks of trees. So they photosynthesize, the leaves do, and they produce enough sugars from that photosynthesis to grow, and they'll grow down and down and down and down and down. Now, they like humidity, so a bathroom is a great place for that, for those.
And you just do nothing with it? Just leave
don't
it hanging in the bathroom?
Yeah, it likes a bit of light. So you're
Oh, where do you get it?
So the Spanish moss, so we get it from, where do we get it? They're Central American plants. Now, we don't get them from Central America, so the nursery people grow them.
Yeah.
And then they're harvested.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fascinating. Just finally, these two guys.
These two, other Tillandsia, so they're the rosette form, so bathroom as well.
Yeah.
Like no roots on them. They're really interesting little plants.
Yeah. I've seen those before, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look really well. Pat, listen, loads of answers or advice there, I should say, for our texters today. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Andrea.
Yeah, for coming to the studio and chatting to us today. That's Pat Kevel from plantstore.ie.